You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Just got to pull this closer to my mouth. How's that? Is that all right? You got your headphones on?
Just
testing.
One, two.
In the interim between the first episode we did, which is just general, and this, what we're about to do, sport, during the break, Rocket Rod here asked you a question. You were sitting back in your chair, and when you went to answer, you came right up to the microphone and spoke into it. Because what happened,
Johnny?
Because we're not on air. All you just got to do is speak to him. You didn't have to speak
into
the microphone.
Well, he spoke to me in the microphone, which you would have been unaware. No, and so I spoke to him.
The point is, Don,
The
point is, Don, we're just sitting here speaking and you leant forward to speak into an imaginary...
You've got me gunshot. Anyway.
Hey, it's like, you know, the...
Did you realise last week... Peter Jones was on, Percy.
I didn't realise that.
And he said, the Hawthorn bloke, you know, that bloke that played as a defender, the quickest bowler he's ever seen.
That you couldn't remember.
I couldn't remember because I don't think he was playing cricket when he was at Hawthorn. He did in the 80s, and it was Michael McCarthy, yep. Played in the 78 Premiership side. And that bit of footage that comes up when it does come up, Percy kicking the goal square.
Yes.
Nick Byrne,
yep.
Who played at Hawthorn, he's a...
Ruckman?
No, he's a fullback.
And oh, was he?
Just the fact that Calvin Moore was in the senior team, Nick never got the opportunity. He was the fellow that actually fell over that allowed Percy. So each time that's shown, Mick receives notoriety.
He's been immortalised in celluloid.
Exactly.
He was very popular, Peter. Even our Magic Mike Sheehan, who used to be on this, you know, now the
cat's head. Is he coming back?
He's coming back.
He is.
He said he was fascinated by Percy. And
why?
Because he'd never heard the story about him having a punch-up with Dick Pratt outside.
Really?
No, I'd never heard that. That's extraordinary. Two board directors having a punch-up out in the crowd.
They had a punch-up in the social club.
He said that, Don.
I understand. But I thought that was just common knowledge.
I'd never... Well, Mick's been around football for 60 years.
Well, he didn't do a good job.
So
you didn't report that one.
Now, I just want to mention this now, Don. My friend, Mark Robinson, because I'm desperate to be a friend of his.
Oh, stop it.
Rocket Rod said, Mark said...
Mark, who's
the chief football writer in the world. He said, oh, Sam wants to be my friend now.
Oh, let it go, serious.
I do want to be his friend. I'm desperate to be Mark Robinson's friend.
No one said desperate.
I'm desperate. So I'm bringing this up. Do you know what they celebrated on 360, which is the program Mark Robinson, my friend, is on? They celebrated the 1,000th or 100th?
The 1,000th episode,
Thithaithaidon, 1,000th episode of 360. And do you know why I'm mentioning this?
No, why?
Well, might you say, because the man who invented it... And is responsible for Fox football being up and running. Do you know what he does now? The person who responsible for
Sits at the microphone and says, "Stop it!
He's the panel operator.
Stop it!
He's come down from $8 million a month to earning fuck all here, rooting up the
making a meal of it.
So let's speak to Rod Law. Law is the man who set up Fox Footy, and they celebrated the 1,000th episode.
Hang on, let me get this right. So how many episodes a year are there?
Four a week.
Yeah.
30 weeks, so 120.
120, yeah, so it's been going for what, 10 years or
yeah,
8
yeah,
years?
10 years.
Yeah. Really? And Rod here, the man, we're sitting with royalty.
What would they talk about?
How's this sport?
Doesn't matter what they talk about, Don.
Football, 360? Is it just football? 4 times a week?
Yep, Monday to Thursday.
Really?
But I guess it's
for how
less
long?
Now because there's so many Thursday night games, so sometimes it's three times
a
week.
In summer as well?
No. Then it becomes... I think we trialled
a summer
360 for a while. There's NRL 360 now.
Hang on. So goes for the winter months.
Yeah.
Oh, like okay. a dog with a bone. Hang on now. Look, what time does it start? And you say, oh, half past eight. Now, hang on a minute. You sure it starts at half past eight? Yeah, it does, Don. Hang on a minute. And then you just go on and on and on getting the minutest detail. Now, I'm one to ask him, Don.
He couldn't work with any. He'd have to work with someone, couldn't he? fair
income. Getting paid, though, well, you had to put up with it.
Don, let's ask him. The man of the moment. He started it. How did you get the idea of doing it, Rod? I'm interviewing you now.
No one cares. Come on.
Mate.
They used to do they were a rotating seat on the bounce years ago, 10 years ago.
Right.
They used to do, so it was...
What's the bounce?
The bounce is a show that Dunstall and Spud did for a while, or still do. With Billy Cannon as the producer. So they used to be the fourth chair with Magic Mike, right? These guys used to rotate
Magic
each
Mike
week.
Was on it.
That's right. And so it was from that. When I saw those, they were young back then.
Just a minute. We're doing it. Don't just keep talking.
Because I want to get it over with.
I didn't give a fuck if you want to keep it. So you were sitting in your big office with the mahogany desk and you thought, I tell you what we'll do. We will incorporate this three. Tell us how you came up with the idea, or did you pinch it from overseas?
No, I didn't.
Well, go on, tell us.
It was meant to be, and it is, a good cop, bad cop, like an Odd Couple thing. And so initially I said to Jared Whateley, why don't we do a show where he hosts it and we have Barrett on one side and Robbo on the other, because they were the three that were rotating.
Barrett's a friend of ours?
Yep. And Barrett ended up taking
Barrett?
Yeah, Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damien. Yeah, did you call him Damien Barrett instead of Barrett?
Oh, because Damien. There's a lot more Damiens in the world than there are Barretts in the free world.
What's wrong with calling you Barrett? It's all Scott or Newman. What's wrong with that, Don?
Anyway, my point is, then Damien took a job with Croc Media. He left News Corp.
And with Hutchison.
Yep, and couldn't do it for whatever reason. So
Craig Hutchison.
And Jared and I had a chat about what we were doing. And then Jared said, am I answering the question or not? Yep. I understand what you're going through, Don.
Go on.
So then Jared and I had a chat, and Jared said to me, well, why don't I do the role of good cop, if you like, or the Odd Couple, and host? And I said, great idea. So then we went about it. We went and sourced Kingy and McClure.
Hang on.
Because there's only one note, Kingy and McClure, to do a David King. I'm assuming people have watched it. Yeah. And then it was one night a week, and then we turned it into becoming a...
Mark McClure.
Yeah. Then we stripped the show to be each night when we set up the channel.
You did all this. You stripped it and kept reinventing it. Rodney, so that's what you did. And don't be Tim so humble.
So hang on. Whateley.
No, Robbo. No. And so...
No, Tim, but hang on. You said Mark McClure.
Mark McClure and Kingy did a segment. So then we would have themed nights. Each night had a different theme.
Oh,
and then when we made the show each night, I can't remember now. Coaches, I think, on the Monday night.
Oh, okay.
You decided this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your idea.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway. Well, so has Jared Whateley been on it from
it
day one?
It was last week. It wasn't this week. It's over.
Has Jared Whateley been on it from
Jared
day one?
Robbo. They've been the friend. Odd Couple. Your mate, Robbo.
And you
your mate, Jared. Jared's been on this show.
Jared's a friend. Of course he's a friend of ours. And you've been... And I tell you, Dermot's a friend of ours.
Dermot's not a friend anymore, remember?
Oh, Dermot. Remember when... Do you love this?
What are you talking about? What's going on here, you two?
You love this.
Dermot didn't... Dermot gave us the ass.
Why?
Oh, because he made up a... Look, I love Dermot. Well, he's a very good
man. Hang on. I'm missing out on something. Did you ask him to come on this show?
Yes, because remember when you belted Hawthorne saying, oh, they'd rorted the salary cap all those years ago?
Oh, yeah, that was months ago.
Yes, Don.
That was taken out of context.
Don and Dermot
was
said
it?
You were a...
It was.
Dermot?
Sure?
No. Oh, fuck.
He did. I didn't. Oh, anyway, go on.
So Dermot said you. Dermot gave you a spray on something. Remember?
Oh yes.
And we rang him up. You mightn't have known this. And we said, would you come on if we rang you up and say hello, Don, and you could have chip away at Don?
Oh right.
So we ringed. I texted Dermot and I said, Dermot, could we ring you up? He said, let me get back to you. So he got back to me. I should read out the text he sent me. Honestly, he said, have a listen to this for nonsense. And he's a very good man. I like him. He said, I've got to read it out. This is Dermot's text he sent back to me. Go on, push
you
on.
You keep all these texts, do you?
Well, things that interest me. Here he is. Here we go.
So Dermot basically tried to blame the management at Fox. For not letting him on the show.
So
I
asked him.
I didn't think that'd be right. I thought, no, that can't be right.
So here's his text.
Because people used to do that to me all the time. They used to blame me for decisions all the time that I had no knowledge of.
Oh, so you were trying to get Dermot on here.
And he said, Fox won't let me come on. And I thought, no, that can't be right.
A bit like the Jeff Kennett text you got too.
So I'll just read this is the text that he sent me back after I said, could you just come on and have a 5-minute chat and just have a chat to Don?
Yeah, right.
And he said, hi, mate. Hope he doesn't mind me reading this out. He's a very good man, so I'm not...
Okay, keep going. We know.
I've just received a message back from Foxtel. Bullshit. They told me a big fat no.
That's bullshit.
I'm aware that Sir Donald and I would be ever so slightly topical at the moment, but we have to let it wait a while before I'm permitted to come on. And then he says, P.S., tell Don that I still love him, but he's a... And he said, see you next Tuesday.
Very delayed.
Mm. So he wants to see you next Tuesday, Don. As I say, Dermot was novelled by Foxtel for having a phone conversation on our forum here called You Cannot Be Serious. But I think he still wants to see you next Tuesday. I think that's what that means, that acronym. I'm not sure. But anyhow, so...
That's like that union that you mentioned.
Yeah, the ACUNT. That's fantastic. So Dermot was novelled by Foxtel from having a phone conversation with two people he used to play football. Well, not with, but... Now, can I ask you this, Don? Here's sport. You know you have two gold passes as being a life member of the AFL, don't you?
Yes.
What do you understand that they are given to you for? What do they get you if you want to use them?
Well, you go in, get to a game. You're a guest of the AFL. I think you can also go to various lunches and the finals.
So if you've got two gold passes as a life member, you can then request two finals tickets, can't you?
Well, they give you two finals, but they also give you tickets to the other games as well, finals games.
No, Don, they give you two finals tickets.
No, Johnny, you've got it. There's a process for the finals.
I'm not trying to bamboozle you. I'm just asking you. There's a reason I'm asking you. You've
never used them. You've never come to the lunch.
I use them every year. This is my point of asking. I get two finals tickets as a life member.
You don't come to the luncheon.
Oh, for fuck's sake, shut up. I get two finals tickets as a life member and I use them every year to give to two friends of mine who want to go to the football because I don't. But I get them to do what I want to do with them, right? So I ring up this week to say, can I get two...
You won't get them.
Well, this is what I'm having a discussion about. So I ring up last week to say, can I have two finals tickets to go to the finals in Brisbane? And they said, no. If you're from Tasmania, don't touch that. If you're from Tasmania, New South Wales or Victoria, you cannot use those gold passes.
That's right.
And if you are in Brisbane, you have to accompany one person. You can go on one of the tickets. Well, I've never had to accompany anyone.
That's been in, Johnny, for a long time.
It has not. So if you get two finals tickets on your gold passes, you have to go to the football. You can give them to who you like and they can go.
No. You've got to... No, I don't.
I've never had to go to the football. I've been using them for a decade and giving them to people, my friends.
So what's your point?
Well, they've just changed it this year.
Yeah, that's right, because it's in Brisbane.
Because why can't I get two finals?
So you're going to Brisbane, or your friends are going to Brisbane, are they?
My friends are in Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
They're in Brisbane. They said, can I use your two gold passes to go to the finals? And I said, yes, of course you can. So I ring up and I say, I want two tickets to the finals in Brisbane. They said, no, A, you've got to accompany one of the people because there's two tickets, and B, if you're from Victoria, New South Wales or Tasmania, you can't go anyhow.
Yeah, they're non-transferable. The grand final
they
ones
are non-transferable.
Well, it says on the ticket, John, it's non-transferable to go to the... I only attend the lunch.
Well, the lunch is non-transferable. You don't want Harry Snodgrass from Mortlake coming down in his Holden Jumbuck ute and driving up with a fucking dog shit and sheep shit on his riding boots and going to the luncheon at the MCG. I can understand that, but to go to the football, you're allowed to give your tickets to anyone. Don. What do you go to the lunches for? Just to hobnob and look?
No, to meet, to...
What? Oh, be social.
No, not be social, but there are fellows that we did play against and it's
oh,
good to catch up with.
Oh, you're speaking to them now.
Well,
you didn't speak to them when you played.
I know.
Geez, you're a dag. You are seriously a dag. So Rod started 360. Dermot wouldn't come on.
Stop it.
Robbo wants to be our
and
friend.
And well done to the boys too. Congrats
what,
on 1,000.
What boys?
Go on, say it again. Say
what?
It again.
No, I said well Don. Done. Congratulations to the boys on 1,000 episodes. Good show. It's a ripping show.
You Robbo, haven't I got Foxtel.
He's a bloke. He hasn't got Foxtel.
I haven't got
He got the shits when he left.
No, that's not true. I didn't want to terrorise people. You know, about things I thought the easiest way was to get it cut off.
Oh, what? Terrorise people? What do you mean?
Tell them, you know, when you first, because anyway.
Did you spit the dummy?
Yes.
When they gave you the bullet? What?
No. Oh, well, yeah, but that's not. Yes, but not at that. That's not why
Don,
I'm going
to hang
cut
on.
Off.
What's
I want you to listen to this.
I was sending text messages Don? To people, to producers about how to do it, and I realised it was none of my business anymore.
Exactly, Don. Are you telling me, Rod, that a man who's partially educated and got a small brain, even though you've got one, it's small, that you, if you had Foxtel, would be compelled to go to your phone when
at
you're watching
it
and
the
say,
was,
oh,
yes.
Why are you doing that, and why don't you do this?
In the beginning I
you
was,
you couldn't
yeah.
just shut the fuck up,
not,
just
not
watch it.
I didn't. No, oh, I had trouble
Jesus,
initially.
You're, look, honestly, have you ever,
I had a bit
he's
of
got
trouble.
The shits and he's not buying a Foxtel box.
Anyway, well
it.
Done, boys. Ripping show.
And well done to Rod Law, who no. is the panel.
So
beater.
When are you getting Foxtel back on again?
What?
No, I've got...
You're as bad as she
is. I've got Binge.
Binge, watch Binge.
That's the one for the movies and stuff. I'll work it
Netflix.
My way up to watching sport again.
Now,
No, the Foxtel version.
So, Don, seeing as the AFL won't give us two footback finals passes to go to the football in Brisbane, even though... do you know who wanted them? Mick Grapsis' son, who was up there.
Oh, Darren?
Yeah, I said, Dazza, I'll get you two tickets. And I had to back down. I had to eat humble pie. I said, I'm an Indian giver. I think that's not politically incorrect, so I'm an Indian giver. Is it right to say you're an Indian giver? That's an old term. So how mean are they? So how about this? Cochrane Enterprises. Do you heard of Cochrane Enterprises? They run the entertainment up in Sydney for the grand final, up in Brisbane for the grand final. They're now in a dispute with the AFL because they won't pay the dancers, all the kids who are dancing from the schools.
I don't have a problem with this. I understand if I was a young kid and wanted to get on the grand final at halftime, I'd do it for nothing.
Of course. But Cochrane have just asked the kids, and now one of the parents has obviously said, well, hang on a minute, we've got to drive them around and go home to take them to training. How about giving us some expenses? And, oh, no, they've cut up rough. And so the AFL are exploiting child labour for the entertainment. That's
what
they've been
think?
Accused. I don't think that. That's what they've been accused of.
Did you realise what about Mike Brady, though, singing the song here on his own?
Yeah, I think it's got to be part of it. I think that's a great
then?
Song.
Mike Brady's going to sing,
know he's gonna sing it
from
himself.
The G on his own. You two should get involved.
Mike Brady's a good man. We
yeah,
should
yeah,
get
but you
Mike
two
it's a great song up there, Casale.
Yeah.
It's just part and parcel of football.
Does it stir your blood? Does it, you get
it
half?
It's a great
just,
song.
Just
great
get
song.
A bit of a chubby Don when you hear it?
Just a great song. Did you realise last week there was a bye on the football? Did you realise that?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
So it gives people time to recover.
Oh, come on, please.
No, but it helps this year, though, because
please,
of the quarantine
please,
period.
Please.
I agree with you, Don.
Hey, you don't need a buy.
I agree with you, Don.
And the reason they brought it in is the fact that some teams got to that position where they could rest some of their players. Now, if your team is good enough to get to that position, yes, you are able. Once upon a time, well, I think you have the preliminary fine. You have a rest anyway. If you're good enough, you're rewarded. And I believe that these teams that are good enough,
so if
you shouldn't have a bye. It just should the
so
season
what
just
would people
should
do up in Brisbane during the bye the week? They could go around exploring.
But it's not
things.
Only that you're on a roll as a Victorian. You want something, yeah. And there was nothing on last week at all. It's just a ridiculous idea. And who cares whether they put in a different team? They're resting their players.
Did you know there's an advanced pet shop up in Brisbane that is selling hummingbirds that actually know the words.
To what?
Well, to the things that they hum to.
Oh, right.
Hummingbirds that know the words. Yeah. That's an advanced pet shop, Don. The difference between a fox and a dog. You know what that is, don't you? About six Bundys and Coke. And now,
God, blimey.
That's all right. That's so. Shark O'Neill. I was going to say this, and no, that was Shark O'Neill. Shark O'Neill and Charles Barkley. You know who they are?
I know Charles Barkley. Shark O'Neill. Oh, Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq. Sorry.
And Barkley.
Shaq. I am not a basketballer.
So Barkley and Shark.
Yeah. Shark, yeah. Bark and Shark. Bark and Shark. They came out and said that the – don't roll your eyes when I say this, because this is them saying this. They said the Black Lives Matter people have gone mad, said we like the Black Lives Matter theory and principle, of course, but for God's sake, will you stop burning things down and rioting and looting giving it a bad name, Black Lives Matter. Well, they have been ostracized and ripped a new one by the woke, sanctimonious movement in America.
Isn't this sport?
America.
Are we talking sport?
Well, that's
it is sport to a degree.
Well, that's Shaq.
Shaq.
Isn't Shaq? Jack
yeah,
Shaq.
Oh, the great basketball. Yeah. LeBron James, talking about great basketballs, you know, LeBron James and the Lakers are...
He's as dumb as dog shit, LeBron James.
God.
Dumb as dog shit, mate.
Anyway, they're in the finals against his old team, Miami Heat.
He said, it's hard to step out of your house without thinking you're going to be shot by the police. That's what he said.
No, he didn't say shot.
Assassinated, murdered.
At 36 is a great effort and he's still a great player.
He's a great player, but...
My word, at 36...
Never going to launch any rockets in his backyard with a view to putting them on the moon. No, seriously, saying you can't step out of your house in America without the fear of being killed by the police.
He was attacked or something. It wasn't...
He did, mate... You are an ultra crepidarian.
I think
you
I
just
am
speak
too.
About things I you have I'm no like idea about. An I ultra crepidarian.
A lot of top sportsmen are starting to retire. Did you know that?
Yeah, give us them, Don.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Should we play the classical music underneath this? the in memoriam.
Watch
come
this.
On, come on, stupid.
Tegan Phillips, Catherine Thwaites.
Keep going. Yeah, good one.
These sports.
Harvey Bunnell. You don't know. Do you know who those two girls? No, who are they? Netballers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What's that?
They're two goal shooters. One's a goal attacker, one's a goal shooter.
Good on
Melbourne
them.
Vixens and also played for Australia. So well,
good
they're
on
retiring.
Them. I hadn't heard of them, but good on them.
Yep. And the other one, Harvey Bunnell. And that is a sad case. I've just got a.
Who's he?
Harvey Bunnell was number two draft pick.
For what?
For AFL the Gold Coast.
AFL.
Yeah, sadly, didn't realise his true potential.
Why is it sad?
Well, because he's had injury. He went to Fremantle. He's drafted by Gold Coast.
Injuries?
Injury.
He's been dogged by controversy, the poor bloke, off field.
What's happened to him?
He's had a few issues.
Well, I think he only played a couple of games at Fremantle.
What's wrong with him?
Two games at Fremantle in 4 years, calf injury.
And why
five games at Melbourne this year.
You said poor old Harvey Bunnell.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the headline in the Western Australian paper is that his family and friends are worried about him in his afterlife after playing football or retiring.
Depression.
And it's been and you're right. And he's now in hospital.
Depression.
He's in what right now?
Yep.
CTE and stuff.
No, it's been an hour ago. So just say what you know because it's now been released. You can say it.
Well, I saw the headline in the Western Australian last night, but this morning he was intoxicated.
Intoxicated.
I think he's still up on the Gold Coast and
he's been admitted to hospital in Brisbane.
But his friends and family preempted this because that was headlines in the Western Australian paper.
So was he intoxicated with alcohol or
drugs?
Well,
we don't know.
No, I think it's alcohol. I think he's had a bender.
Ah, bender.
I don't know.
Don said intoxicated. I would have thought that's drunk. And you've said he's now on a bender.
Another
level.
Hang on, let me read it.
Intoxicated.
And another draft pick number one, Jack Watts, retired too. There's a lot of pressure put on these young blokes, isn't there? Well, there is. The expectation of being a high draft pick.
Did you have pressure on you to...
Well, I wouldn't have been number one or two, I can tell. I wouldn't have been anywhere up there. I don't think I would have. In the present situation. system, I don't think I would have got a game.
This is a great question. Where would where do you think you would have gone in the draft?
I wouldn't have even got to the draft.
Sam, this would be good.
Well, under the present system, I wouldn't have got
there. Do you remember
the
hype surrounding you? Where would you have gone in the draft?
No, because in those
just
days...
Just give me a band.
Oh, no, oh, yeah, he would have been up number one. No, like, he went straight from school into the side, so he's a good athlete.
No, Don, that's the point. It's not picked on what you might capabilities might be.
Capabilities.
It's whether you can jump over some hoops or jump up high and touch the roof. All about athletic prowess,
John,
which has nothing to do with football now.
I understand, but you're also brought into the system at 15 or 16.
Brought in.
Or 16, 15, 16, and being a slow maturer, I've got a lot of empathy for those boys because I didn't mature until I was 17. I wouldn't have been in the system.
Until you're 73 or 4, you haven't matured.
But he was an outstanding athlete as a young boy. He would have been up number one. He would have been up
I was a brilliant... Now, Don...
Well, you were.
Who else debuted your year, Sam, that we'd know?
Nobody.
Thank you, Don.
No, do you remember anybody else?
63, 64.
Wayne Closter. Okay. What, he was a very good footballer.
Who else?
Carl Dittrich.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Outstanding. That's the best first game I think I've seen from a player.
Yeah.
That game against Melbourne at the Junction Oval.
Yep. Big blonde-headed Carl, who he's fallen not on hard times. Well, he has fallen on hard times. He lives up the north of Victoria somewhere.
Up near Swan Hill.
Yes, he does. Chatted to him. Here comes our Mr. Guest. And now, Don, you said Harvey Bunnell?
Harley.
Harley. Harley Bunnell, you said injuries. I see. Did you see the list of injuries Dermot was had in the paper?
Please.
I went through that. I reckon this is not a competition. I reckon I've had twice as many injuries as Dermot.
You know Dermot played in the hardest.
It's not a competition. But
of course not.
He played in the hardest position on the ground too.
Yeah, he did.
According to Dermot.
Oh, shut up. We've beaten Dermot. We love Dermot. That's bullshit. Come on.
He's had a lot of injuries.
Not, but we do.
He's had a chronic back injury. Chronic back, Donald. But how many injuries did you have? Now, let me just go through. I'm sitting here looking at you. I'm sure you didn't, but you have a fractured skull. I had a detached retina. Did you have your nose broken?
I've had the eye done too.
Yep.
Yeah. The eye.
Nose broken. Jaw broken. Yep. Put my teeth through my tongue. Had a broken collarbone, broken ribs, a broken finger, a broken thumb, a broken arm, a broken leg, a broken ankle, had a kidney removed. Mm. How many injuries?
But it's not a competition.
It's not a competition. But
would you
why
do
did
it
they
again?
Have that picture of him in there with all pointing to his injuries? Dermot's. Why was
in where?
In the paper the other day.
Why was it in there?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You said you did.
No, I didn't.
Are you setting him up?
Oh, yes.
He said.
I wonder where this was going.
Come on, tell him.
Oh, all right, I won't. There's a picture of Dermot in the paper, and it's got a pinpointing all the injuries he's had.
Really?
A big torso image of him, his photo of him. And I said, why is they pointing that out? Everyone has.
You're going to get
injuries.
Him on there. Is he going to come on and be interviewed?
Yeah, we'll get him eventually.
No, he won't. He's Foxtel won't let him.
They will, so.
Fox let him won't speak on the phone.
Hey?
Foxtel won't let him speak on the phone.
That's bullshit.
Well, keep that. Will you keep that picture? Cut it out for when he comes in?
Stick it up on the wall.
You learn a lot about people. What about Fiona Byrne?
What?
She put a thing in the paper about me the other day.
This is not sport.
That's sport.
It's not sport.
I rang her up and she never returned my call in 10 days. What does that tell you about people?
Come on, let's wind up.
All right, so we've got, I should tell you
he's
the other...
He's ringing to let you know where he's
here.
Who
is that?
It's Simon, telling you he's here. I can hear his...
Hello? We're looking at you now. I'm on the phone to you. This is Simon O'Donnell on the phone. I'll put you on speakerphone. This is just a precursor. You're on air, so say hello. I can see you in the car park. Don't swear.
Don't laugh.
I'm not going to swear. I never swear.
Well, get your ass out of the car and come in, because we're giving you huge build-up.
Is that your flog of a car I'm parked next to?
Please, Simon, you're on air, mate. Don't say anything about my car.
What's Simon driving that truck?
Righto. righto. Well, we're opening the door. Now, hang on. Now, just a minute. Now, we've got one final thing to leave you with, I think, haven't I? I've got one final thing to leave you with because... I know. They've...
No, keep going. Don't listen to us. Keep going.
This bloke... So people are finding religion these days because of the... way things are going. Oh, I didn't do the book.
Come on, keep going. No, you're finishing on this. Come on.
Quick. So the man walks in and he says to the priest...
Where did you jump it, Rodney? Fear oil.
Bad, isn't it?
It's shocking.
He walks into
where did you get it from?
He walks into the... walks into the church.
What? Oh, hang on, this is a joke.
The bloke walks into the church and he says to the priest, he says... The priest says, come in, my son. He said, take a seat. He said, what can I do for you? And his bloke said... You know that secretary who's an 11 out of 10 that works for the dentist? He said to the priest, I'm knocking her off. And the priest said, my man, he said, excuse me, what sort of Catholic are you? He said, I'm not a Catholic. He said, well, why are you here? Why are you telling me this? He said, I'm telling everyone.
Oh, is that it?
No, that's not it. Open that book, please. Just one of these, just one.
I hit the end. Keep going, keep going. You're on.
What do you mean? Okay.
You're on. I accidentally hit the end.
Go on, Don.
If you were to be executed tomorrow, but could decide the method, how would you prefer to go?
Is it, if I got one, that you've underlined?
You've marked it and you've highlighted it.
I've highlighted it.
Yes.
You really?
So I've.
Yeah.
Come on, your brain's not working.
So read it again. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, I didn't. I was listening. Go read it again.
If you were to be executed tomorrow, but could decide the method, how would you prefer to go?
Oh, no. I'd like to be fucked to death.
Oh.
By someone.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.